Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike Dulac. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike Dulac. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Consolo moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Consolo scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Runnels scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 0-for-1 in the game. Giger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bridges hits a line drive towards short. Consolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Consolo. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Wirtz scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 6-1. Red Sox. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 0-for-2 in the game. Giger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Giger. Keene reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Keene scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Daly settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Daly. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly strikes out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Consolo reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bridges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Mike Forkneely's now pitching. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bowling moves to third. Osborne moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bowling scores. Osborne moves to third. Yost moves to second. It's 6-5. Red Sox. Leo Keeley now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Osborne scores. Yost moves to third. Keene moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, Red Sox, 6. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. he's got two RBIs. Kalin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Keen moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Gale Harris. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Keen scores. Maxwell moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 8-6, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Osborne now playing first base. Barney Schultz now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Osborne hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Tigers. Murray Wall now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Consolo. Keen moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keen scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Tigers. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Tigers. Dave Sisler now pitching. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Pete Daly. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Murray Wall. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gurnett moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gurnett moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Sammy White now catching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Osborne hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges misplays the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brewer scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-9, Tigers. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.